Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello there and happy Monday. Today is Monday, November 29th, and the Philadelphia Eagles now sit at 5-7 after falling to the Giants on the road 13-7. Sunday's game was a complete nightmare. This is not what I expected at all. I wanted the Birds to go and completely smack the Giants. That's what I was expecting from them. You know, we were on a winning streak and this is what we get. The Birds fell. It was an ugly loss. It was an embarrassing loss. And here we are. So I'm ready to put this loss behind us. I'm sure that you guys are too. This afternoon, head coach Nick Sirianni spoke with the Philly media and is at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. You will hear from Nick Sirianni. He does confirm that Jack Driscoll is headed to IR with a high ankle sprain, which means that he is done for the remainder of the season because this is his second time on the list. Nick Sirianni also took responsibility for the lack of targets on DeVonta Smith and Dallas Goedert in Sunday's loss to the Giants. He shared his insight on Jalen Reagor's development up until this point and even his thoughts on benching him. Take a listen.
Hey, Nick, do you have any updates on Jack Driscoll, Miles Sanders, Jason Kelsey? And if Driscoll's out for a while, do you see Brandon Brooks returning anytime soon? And then also, is Jordan Howard looking likely for Sunday? I can recap any of those names if you need to.
Yeah, Jack Driscoll, high ankle sprain. It looks like he's going to be headed back to IR. And then as far as Brandon Brooks, we're going to still be evaluating. I'm not going to have a new update for you guys until after the bye. Jordan Howard, we're going to see how everything goes. Wednesday, I'll have more of an update. He's progressing the right way. Wednesday, I'll have more of an update. You asked about Miles. Miles came back in, got a couple carries. Again, we'll have more information on Wednesday and see how he progresses there. But he's sore. And did I hit everybody?
Probably just try to reconnect.
Yeah, can't hear anything.
Working on it, guys.
Oh, okay. Oh, we must
have gotten. Please tell us when you can hear us.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right, well, I think I hit every one of those ones you asked, but I'll have to repeat it again. So, you guys got me now? Okay. Jack Driscoll, he suffered a high ankle sprain. He's gonna be headed to IR, unfortunately. As far as with Brandon Brooks, I won't have an update for you guys on Brandon Brooks until after the bye. He's still progressing, and so I'm just not gonna have any updates for you until after that. Miles came back in, had a couple carries. I'll have more information on Miles on Wednesday. But he's headed in the right direction. Jordan Howard headed in the right direction. We'll know more Wednesday. Who else did you ask about?
Did you get Miles?
Miles. So, yeah, I said Miles.
Driscoll, Miles, Kelsey. Kelsey. You got Brooke,
and you got Kelsey Howard. just showed his grit and his drive and his toughness and came back in and played. So again, we'll have more information about him on Wednesday as well. I know he's sore today, but obviously he came back in and willed himself to play on yesterday. Tell me what else you need there, because I might have got everybody, but
I think you hit them all. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
How's Jalen's ankle?
Yeah. So again, we'll have more information again on him. I hate to keep saying this to you guys. But he's sore right now. I'm going to have more information for you on Wednesday, and not putting any time restrictions on him or anything like that. Again, we'll see how he's doing as the week goes. He was sore yesterday.
Go ahead, Ruben, then Chris Franklin. Hey, Nick, this isn't really a Jalen question as much as a general passing game question. Where do you think you guys are with the passing game in general, covering play calling, quarterback, receivers, just the whole operation? And do you feel like when you need to, you can win games, you know, leaning on the passing game?
Yeah, you know, my message to the pass group guys today in film was, hey, it wasn't good enough in this group yesterday. That starts with me putting them in positions to succeed. Then it obviously always the guy who touches the ball every time is the quarterback, him executing at a high level. And then, you know, to the receivers, tight ends, and running backs. So not good enough. We're not where we want to be in that part of our game. We're working like crazy to get better at it. I think what you've seen is our play action game has been able to be successful, Rube. But you know, when teams know we're dropping back and when we're dropping back to pass, that's where we've struggled, you know, in the third and longer scenarios. And so that's an emphasis that we know we got to get better at, because we know if we want to win the games we need to win, and that really just starts here with the next game here against the Jets, we're going to have to, you know, when we need to pass the ball, we're going to have to succeed at doing so. And so that starts with the drop back passing games where, you know, where we need to get better.
Go ahead, Chris, and then Tim McManus.
Hey, Nick, when Jason left the game, did you ever consider moving Landon Dickerson over to center? And what were your thoughts on Nate when he came in and played both center and guard?
You know, again, anytime you have a couple penalties, you're going to want those plays back, and it's going to ding your grade a little bit as far as, you know, how we grade the player as coaches. Nate did a lot of good things. I thought he played an above average game, and if he didn't have those two holding calls, I think he played a good game. And so we're confident in Nate being the backup center. A lot of things go into that too, like you know, who the backup is at different spots. If you cross train, I'm not saying Landon can't be the backup center, but if he's focusing on being the backup center, he's, you know, he's not putting all his thought process into being the starting guard, which he's playing at a really high level. I thought the offensive line played well yesterday, and Landon played really well, and he just continues to get better. And so, you know, that's the decisions you have to make. So we feel comfortable with Nate being the backup center. We feel comfortable with Nate being the backup guard. And I thought he went in and did some good things. Again, the holding penalties you want back, and we got to teach him the right technique to use on that play, on those plays. But, you know, again, feel confident in Nate and his abilities, and think he did. And again, with the exception, I know those plays count and I know the penalties count. So that's why his grade was what he was. But other than those couple plays, I thought he did his job and did a good job.
Him and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Nick, can you give some insight into where Jalen Reagor is developmentally, and any context you can provide and kind of how that fits given his age and experience level?
You know, I do believe that Jalen is working himself. He does work extremely hard in practice to get himself better. You know, when he had those opportunities yesterday, we all want him to make that play. Nobody wants him to make that play more than himself either. And he did make a couple nice plays, made a nice catch on a pass that was a little bit behind him. And then he made a nice catch at the end of the first half to put us down in there in scoring range. You know, we just, you know, obviously didn't execute to finish that thing off. But, you know, what you want out of every player, not just Jalen, right? You want out of every player consistency. And I think what we saw yesterday is that he wasn't consistent throughout the game. He knows that. We've already talked to him about that. And so consistency is when you're making those next step in your development. So, you know, he showed that he has playmaking ability. He shows that he can make some big time plays. You just want to see that more consistent.
Go ahead, Jeff, and then John McMullen.
Nick, just looking for some clarity on the last play of the game. Jalen was looking to his left. Was Reagor or Devonta his first read? Or was that just a read based upon the look of the defense?
Yeah, we ran a shallow cross play where Devonta was the first read in that play. As a matter of fact, on that play too, it's Devonta is 1A, and then you could say Dallas is 1B. The defense that they played eliminated the 1B read of Dallas, and it put it onto the Devonta. you know, we didn't do a great job executing the route discipline out of that play with Devontae and Quez. But it turned into a scramble, and we got an open look. Jalen made a good throw. And like I said, want to just be able to finish that play off. And again, no one wants to make that play more than Jalen. It never comes down to one play. We put ourselves in that position where it came down to the last play, where I know all the eyes were on him and all the criticism will be on him, but this is an ultimate team game. And there's a lot of other things that led to that last, you know, it coming down to the last play. And so we all want plays back. Coaches, players, everybody wants plays back. It never comes down to just one play.
And just to follow up, so you're saying Devontae's route, is that why Hurts didn't throw to him? It looked like
they did a good open. You got to give them credit too. You know, Jeff, they did a good job of undercutting the shallow route that we ran. You know, 24 put himself in a good position there. But again, you want we fine tune every detail of it. So, you know, you're going to want it to be a little cleaner on both him and Quez's part. But the game's rarely perfect, but you always want everything to be perfect and be clean. And there's definitely things that we can learn from that play.
Go ahead, John, and then Martin Frank.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, John.
To kind of further that, but from a larger perspective, follow up, the lack of targets overall for Devontae and Dallas, when you look at the film, was that the Giants taking things away? Did Jalen not get the ball out quick enough when they were the first progressions? What do you see from that perspective?
Yeah, you definitely when you put the ball in the air, you definitely always wanted to start with 88 and 6. That's definitely been our priority. Again, that doesn't always mean it's going to happen that way. You can't just tell the quarterback to force feed it there no matter what. And so what you do as coaches is you look at the coverages, you look at the defenses that the team's playing, and you try to devise a plan to, you know, make sure your first and second reads are going there based off the coverages they're playing. Now, they definitely can switch it up. And there was a couple things they did late in that game that did switch it up. You know, we wanted to get some other guys some touches as well. That doesn't mean that everything doesn't run through 6 and 88, but you still want to get 18 some touches here and there and 16 some touches here and there. And 14 some touches here and there. So again, you want to be a balanced offense. But everything we do starts with those guys. I'll take responsibility for them not getting the touches that they needed yesterday, because you know that's my job to see everything and adjust as the team is playing us. Again, it wasn't, you know, they kind of did some different things near the end of the game that they had shown, but. Anytime you don't get those guys the ball the way you want to, I'll always take the blame on that first.
Go ahead, Martin, and then Zach Berman.
Hey, Nick. I just wanted to follow up on Rube's question from earlier. You said that, you know, you guys tend to struggle when teams know that you're dropping back to pass. And I was kind of curious, like, why you think that is. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're dropping back to pass, it's probably third and long and stuff. So I get that, but why do you think that is, and what can you do to kind of improve, you know, with Jalen in those situations? Thanks.
Yeah, the third and long, I mean, the scenarios, you're right. I mean, second and long, third and long, there's no rule that says you have to drop back and pass every time. But, you know, it obviously is more of a passing down scenario, third and long, and then obviously second and long as well. We just have to clean up that area. And it starts with me putting the guys in position to make plays against the defenses they're running and getting the ball to our playmakers. And so anytime we're struggling in a scenario, I'm always going to take the hit and put it on me, because I just got to do a better job of putting the guys in position. Listen, we may have a play on the call sheet that we think might work really well, but if our players don't execute it, that's, you know, and can't execute it for whatever reason, then we got to look ourselves in the mirror as coaches, and then we'll hold the players accountable for their part. But passing game, again, is not where we want it to be. I take a lot of pride in that. I've been on a lot of teams that have been very successful passing the football, and so no one's taking that harder than me, and it's my job to get that fixed.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Jamie Apodi.
Hey, Nick, following up on the first question, what you said about Jalen Hurts' ankle, you said he's sore and you'll see how he feels Wednesday. Is there a risk he might not be able to play Sunday?
Yeah, I'm not there, Zach. Again, don't want to put a timetable on anything. I'm hopeful. Jalen's hopeful that he'll play. Again, I don't have. You got to see how these things go. As you guys well know, we'll see how the rehab the next 2 days goes, and I'll have more of an update for you on Wednesday.
And then just quick confirmation with Jack Driscoll going on IR. That means he's done for the year because it's his second time. Correct.
That's right, Zach. Yeah.
So who's the right guard now, at least for the next few weeks?
We don't have to make that decision right today. You know, we have some good options, I think. Again, tribute to Howie and his staff that we've got good options and good depth here at the offensive line and have been able to handle some. You know, I think if you look at the beginning of the year and you say you're going to be without your two guards, a lot of people would have been really worried with how the run game or the protection might have went, and we kind of see where we are right here. And that's just a huge tribute to Howie and his staff of getting the depth there. And I feel really good about the depth that we have there right now with Sua and with Nate, and even with some of the guys that are on the practice squad. So, you know, we'll see how that goes, Zach, you know, and kind of practice through that and see through that. But I am confident in those guys stepping in and being able to make plays.
We have time for two more, so we'll go to Jamie and then Dave Zangaro.
Hi, Nick. Obviously, this late in the season with five games to play, every loss is magnified, every win is magnified as you guys push towards the playoffs here. Can a loss like yesterday help light a fire under this team at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a fire lit under us. There's no doubt. I think this is a hungry team that wants to do well, that craves to do well, that works their tail off to play well every week. And so, you know, you never want to have a loss, but our mindset is no matter what the circumstance was the week before, work your tail off this week to put yourself in position to win this week. And I really believe that the guys here have won a lot of the veteran guys here have won a lot of football games. And they know the best teams they've been on have practiced well. I believe that we practice well. We practice hard. We practice physical. We practice at great tempo with great detail. And that's a tribute to the guys we have on this team and the way we want this thing led. And so that's only our mindset of is how do we win this game? I think when you get into the mode where you're doing the math of, all right, well, if this team wins, and who plays tonight, Washington and Seattle, I could care less who wins that game. Like, all I care about is how we get ourselves ready to win this game. And I think that when you're in that mindset, like, if you get into the mindset of, you know, what are the things we have to do to make the playoffs, like, it doesn't matter unless you take care of your own business. And so that loss hurt yesterday. We don't need any extra motivation because I think this team, is motivated enough through its own internal determination. And we're going to do everything we can do to win this football, get back on track and win this football game against the Jets this week.
Go ahead, Dave.
And Nick, have you given any consideration to the possibility of benching Jalen Reagor, even if it's just for one game?
Again, we're trying to put the guys we go out there and we're seeing who gives us the best chance to win. And we play all five wideouts. I think yesterday Greg played seven plays. JJ played 15 plays. And then, you know, obviously the guys that started. And so I'm comfortable with the roles that they're in right now. I have not thought through that. Because I don't think that's in the best interest of the team. Because I think Jalen Reagor gives us the best chance to win.
BGN.